With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Scott County will have a strong say tomorrow in deciding one of the closest governor's races in the country. That's because it's the third most populated county in a state where the Republican and Democratic candidates for governor are neck and neck. Polls show that current Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and Democratic challenger Fred Hubbell are virtually tied among likely voters. Reynolds is scheduled to make her final campaign visit to Scott County later this morning at the Davenport Municipal Airport. Hubbell made his final campaign visit to Scott County on Saturday. He spoke to a crowd of about 100 people inside a Carpenters Union Hall on the northwest side of Davenport. There, he criticized Republican lawmakers for changing the state's collective bargaining system, a move that Hubbell says has drastically limited the ability of many public workers to negotiate for better pay and benefits.
We need an economy that works for everybody. We're going to restore collective bargaining rights. Not just for the carpenters that live and work in this building, but also for the teachers and state workers all across this state.
Reynolds says the changes made to collective bargaining put more power in the hands of local governments and school districts, small businesses, and taxpayers. Organized labor is just one of many topics the two candidates disagree sharply on, but it has become a more prominent issue in the past few weeks. Just last month, thousands of state workers across Iowa voted overwhelmingly to recertify their unions. Among them, the largest state workers union, AFSCME Council 61, which endorses Hubbell. Reynolds has her share of endorsements as well, including one from the Iowa Farm Bureau. All polling places in Iowa will be open on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Young people in the Quad Cities area have once again helped collect food for people in need. Late last week, students from 17 high schools celebrated the end of the 33rd annual Student Hunger Drive by delivering thousands of pounds of food to the River Bend Food Bank in Davenport. President and CEO Mike Miller says they collected enough food and money to provide 624,000 meals. But he thinks the importance of the yearly drive goes far beyond how much food is collected.
We've got an entire generation of Quad citizens whose perspective on hunger has changed because of their experience in high school. And that's really hard to replicate because that's 30 years of adults who are now engaged in food pantries and helping the food bank and putting an end to hunger because of the experience that they first had in high school.
Miller says the hunger drive now emphasizes the nutritional quality of the food collected.
And a couple of years ago, we asked the kids to really think about the 1 in 5 of their classmates who don't have enough food and think about feeding them and what they would like to eat. So while the numbers aren't necessarily what they were a decade ago, we think we're getting more nutritious food than ever.
Following their merger last spring, this was the first year the Student Hunger Drive was staffed by the River Bend Food Bank. In the past, the drive had been a separate charitable organization. River Bend supports 300 food pantries and meal sites in 23 Iowa and Illinois counties. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.